Blog Talk Radio.
I was the baby brother, I was the quiet other, and I remember mother so well. I was the little stranger, I never was in danger. I could have had a manger, pray tell. But oh, how she could control me. And when I was there, she'd scold me. Sometimes she wouldn't hold me, and I'd cry. But mama, she never told me a lie. Mama, she never told me a lie. I used to stay out evening, stay out too late some evening, and mama would be there thieving back home. Mama, she sat and waited. She hated that phone. And when I came in, she grabbed me. Right by the arm, she grabbed me. Lord, when she finished with me, I'd cry. Oh, I'd cry. But mama, she never told me a lie. Mama, she never told me a lie.
My friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We're part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild W and H and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us early Wednesday morning as we bring you Keeping It Brief, and then come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft, Our Song Arts with Rich and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Fridays, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, and Saturdays are split between Gray Eyes, Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Daniel. And if you're looking for a little more edgy around, then please check out our After Midnight shows. 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Come Take a Walk on a Wild Side Tuesday. Jeremy is taking a vacation right now from Thursday's Headliners Ball. Pam, Break On Through with Pam on Friday. Sit In with Babbler and Aphasiana on Saturday as they teach the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Stelina and arcana as they delve into the depths of darkness. Check out the contents and prompts for all of our shows, calling to lead your poems, and hang for the fun. And good evening, Jean, and happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Well, hello, hello, and thank you very much. How's your day? Your day going good?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. I had my little helper show up today on Mother's Day to help me do all my little projects. You know, the other 364 days a year, I can't get them to cooperate. But on Mother's Day, oh, yeah, I worked kind of hard today, actually. That's okay. It's better, though. It all paid off. I had eaten. Yeah, it was a good day, though. A really good day. Weather was good here. It was a pleasant thing. Nobody argued. Nobody fought. Nobody gave me a hard time. I didn't even have to give anybody a dirty look. It was pretty good. And just so you know, we do have two callers joining us. We have Katie, Weaver of Dreams. Hello, Katie.
Well, hello, my darlings. How are you?
Good, and how are
hello,
you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 mate. I'm doing wonderful.
It's good to hear
thank
your
you.
Voice.
Thank
although
you.
I'm sure you would much rather be on your excursion. You know, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yes. And we have Dexter, Duke of St. Paul, Dex Bailey. Hello, Dexter.
Hello, hello. Good to be here. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Hi.
Thank you. I would say same to you, but I'm afraid I get in trouble. Keep in mind, I take your friend over there. You know how that is.
Oh, I know how it is.
Yep. Oh.
Well, happy Mother's Day to my mom, I guess, if you were to say it to me or whatever.
Happy Mother's Day to Dex's mom.
Happy Mother's
happy
Day to Dex's mom.
See? We'll jump on in the celebration. Any reason to party.
There you go. She is the party. She is the party. She's way more of a party than me, so she's a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it comes a time where you get old enough, you just say, I don't care. I'm going to have fun. It either goes one way or the other. Say, who cares? We're going to have fun. Or else you go, oh, my God, I can't have fun. I'm old. There's one or two ways.
Yep.
Well, and it depends on
that's,
which
that's
day
when,
it is.
Well, that's when you step back in time and you find that one song that kind of funks up the mood. Boom, like a boom, like a now, 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 I wanna take you higher.
Oh, yes,
I can't sing those songs in public. I can't sing those songs in public. I get in trouble. People will talk about me as if they don't already. Anyway. Yeah, so tell us now, Rex, where you came up with Unflutter. Wonderfully unique and terrific poems for Mother's Day, art poems, listen to me, music for Mother's Day. I thought they were really clever. Great choice.
I didn't want to go with the usual norm, hey, because it doesn't always work out that way. So I thought, why not offer up a plethora of songs that walk all the lines children get into. So you can actually honor up a bit of truth and give pay homage to mother, so to speak. I mean, Let It Be by the Beatles. You've got a little bit of you got Mother Mary. So there's a little note to spirituality. Then you've got Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm Coming Home. That kind of hits on the idea of, I've got a bad boy. Yeah, I failed on every level. Please, I'm coming home. And the song we opened with, Bob Seger, Mama. That was a nice tune. And then there was Mama by the Spice Girls. I thought a couple of those thrown in, plus some of the a little more odd ones, like Three Dog Nights, Mama Told Me Not to Come. Yeah, you should. Sure.
Right.
My mama, because now look at the mess you in. And then there's an easy pick, the Shirelles. Mama Said There'd Be Days Like This. That hit on a number of motifs and notes to play with. And then Glenn Campbell, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, kind of the walk-in notes. And then what else? I got Merle Haggard, Mama Tried, and We had Blake Shelton, The Baby, Bruce Springsteen, The Gift. That's a note to a Christmas wish. I can't do something without a little B.B. King. Nobody loves me but my mama. I thought that was a nice touch. And then, of course, mamas don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Because you know what? They'll get into some trouble. And Tim McGraw, I called Mama. So that's another nice note. Hey, it's Mother's Day. She ain't done it yet. You're in deep doo-doo. Get on the bloody phone right now and pay homage and say Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm the only hell Mama ever raised.
Because last year I did all the soppy songs, and it kind of left a lot of people out, at least this way. There's a little bit more of a draw across the board.
Right. Different angles, different choices, different ideas. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It was a great set of prompts, and I'm sure we have a great set of poems. And that's always cool. Yes. So anyway, you just tell me whenever you're ready, and we roll right on into it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Rex said, let's do it. So we're going to do it. And I am going to put up the first lead-in song. By the Spice Girls, and it's called Mama. So here goes.
Oh,
spicing it up.
Yep. Absolutely. Now, the poem that goes with this is called "My Mama, My Enemy, My Best Enemy to Best Friend" by Jenny the Deep. And, Kate, can I ask you to give this one a read for us?
Certainly, my dear. I'd be happy to. Let me just get this open. Yeah. Mama, My Enemy to Best Friend by Jenny the Deep. Enemies until I was in my 20s. Felt locked up like Rapunzel in a cursed tower. Never saw eye to eye, crossing boundaries, fought tooth and nail, refused to cower. Misunderstandings led to mild browbeatings. Browbeatings led me to hate her for years. Had her heart hurting and my head fleeting. Hugs and laughter turned to anger and tears. Didn't think we could ever heal or forgive. Didn't realize the bond of a mother was so strong. Years later, we forgave each other. We did. Becoming a mom myself, I see how I was wrong. Mama, I see you now. Mama, to you I bow. Mama, I now know what you meant. Mama, you have nothing to regret. Forever you will have my love and respect. Never again your love I will forget. End poem.
Great read, Katie. Thank you very much. And Dex, why don't we leave with you, please?
What an incredible write, and one that I think, you know, talks about, I think a lot of mothers go through. You know, this hit hard. I remember reading, actually, I came across a journal page of my mom's before, and she was talking about how she didn't like the person that I was becoming in my teens. And I think that this is something that happens. For some reason or not, we just turn against our moms at some point in our teens. And then all of a sudden, and later on, and then in the later years, it's like you figure out, you regret almost all this stuff that you put her through, and you refine that love. And I thought this write embodies that. And I thought that this was a perfect write to start the night off.
Excellent. Thank you, Dex. All right, Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a nice write by Jenny. It was well stated and very relatable. I think, you know, Dex, that we all do turn against our mothers at some point, because our mothers are holding that leash, you know, for a really long time until we're old enough to want to break through or break loose, and they don't want to let go. Because they know we're going to get in trouble. Or they just think we're going to get in trouble. It all depends. And so they become public enemy number one more times than not. And I think, you know, she really captured that in this. And I like how, you know, she turned it around near the end. You know, years later, we forgave each other. We did becoming a mom myself. I see how I was wrong. You know, because you do see things differently as you, you know, age and get older. It's like, I don't know if I said this on air the other night, but, you know, it turns out the older we get, the smarter our parents become. You know, that's kind of the way it does work. So great job, Jenny, and thanks so much for sharing tonight. Well done, Pete.
Nice, Jean. Thank you. And Kate, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, yes, I thought it was incredibly relatable. It's very true, as Jean just said. Your mother has control over you for most of your life until you get to the stage where you want to cut loose. And yes, it must be difficult. I don't have that kind of relationship with my mother, so I don't really have any bother with them. She doesn't bother me, I don't bother her. But I can see that it would be lovely to get to an age where you could be a friend with your mum and talk over the times that you didn't understand each other. So I thought it was very well done. Very, very well written. Thank you, Jenny, for sharing.
Oh, absolutely. I think Jean hit it with those apron strings being stretched taut, and Dex also hit on that note of those teenage years, all them hormones running wild and the need to express oneself. It doesn't really sit well with mothers, especially when it comes to the girls. There's always a rift between mom and the daughter. just like there's that riff with dad and son. So it just kind of works that way. But it is nice when the penny is turned, so to speak, that note of didn't realize until she became mother and all of the things come rolling back into the picture. Oh, geez. Now I know that note to, I think I said it the other day about youth is misspent on the young. It's best be handed over to the for the older crowd because they understand things. And maybe it should be the other way around. The back end of aging should start with the kids. And as they get older, the youthful angle takes over with the smarts kicking in all the way. So that's nicely done, Jen. Thank you. All right, Jane. We're back to you.
Well, the next piece I'm going to put up is a song called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. So here goes.
He got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye. There ought to be a hall of fame for Mama. Creation. The cover of her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man was gone. There ought to be a hall of fame for Mama. Creation.
Absolutely.
Yep. Them darn mamas. Saying they're large and in charge. Okay. Sometimes that's not a good thing. Okay, here's the next one. Rex, I'm putting this one up for you. It's called Thanks Mom by Mystic Muse. So if you feel
right.
Kind, we're ready when you are.
Thanks, Mom, by Mystic Muse. When I was just a yapping pup, I heard my mama say, "You need to be prepared, my son. You'll be a man someday." She gave me lots of good advice. My mama taught me well. And when I strayed too far from it, that woman gave me hell. Although now dead and gone for years, I often hear her voice. Boy, you know right from wrong, the road you travel is your choice. It's thanks to Mama's endless love and her ingenious plan that I've turned from a foolish boy into a prudent man. End poem. All right, Katie, let's start with you, please.
Oh, this is so well written. That's just lovely. I like it a lot. I love the first stanza. Because, you know, that's what mothers do. They prepare you for the life ahead. And if you don't do it the way your mum wants you to do it, she'll let you know. I love that. Very good. And the last stanza, of course, it's thanks to Mama's endless love and her ingenious plan that I've turned from a foolish boy into a prudent man. I think that's just great. Yeah, lovely. Very well said. And it must be a lovely memory of your mum. So thank you for sharing.
Nice, Kate. Thank you. And Dex, how about you?
Yeah, I loved, she gave me lots of good advice. My mama taught me well. And when I strayed too far from it, that woman gave me hell. I don't even know if that's considered advice. That those are more like rules, but they might be advice from mom, but, you know, you better stick to it or whatever, you know. It's like I'm giving you some things that you better live by. And then once you get later on in life, you realize that you should live by. I think that's the transformation that you come to. And that's what I think that this rite is about. And so I thought that this was a great rite.
Nice, thanks. Thank you. All right, Jean, how about you?
Well, as always, I love the rhyming. You know, that's just goes without saying almost. But I thought there were lovely words from Mom. You know, I love the two stanzas. She gave me lots of good advice. My mom had taught me well. And when I strayed too far from it, that woman gave me help. Although now dead and gone for years, I often hear her voice. Boy, you know right from wrong, the road to travel is your choice. I like those two stanzas. I thought they were very straight and to the point there, you know. And yeah, they're definitely rules. You know, fear of God and fear of mom. They're the two things, right? So great job, Dave, and thanks for sharing. A wonderful addition to the show.
Thank you, Jean. Absolutely. Hey, I got to enjoy this smile of that first line. When I was just a yapping pup. Boy, that says a whole lot right there. And that second stanza, I enjoyed that too. She gave me lots of good advice. My mama taught me well. And when I strayed too far from it, that woman gave me hell. The idea of at that being that age being a Randy Rotter in the moment, pushing the envelope, seeing what women can get away with. And you know what? Moms always knew. Always knew when you were lying. Caught that little Snyder, and they knew you'd done walked off the plantation, so to speak. So I told you, boy. In that note, you know right from wrong. The road you travel is your choice. Again, that rolls right back into that good advice and the memories endeared with that. So nicely done there, Dave. Thank you very much. All right, Jane, we're coming back to you.
Okay. Well, Dex, I have the next piece for you. It's called Maternal Love by Fabrice Aziz. So whenever you're ready.
Absolutely. Okay. This is called Maternal Love by Fabrice D. Made of bravery and mercy, always there at the slightest call. Who of us knows where it begins? Where does it end? Maternal love? It does not wait. We deserve it. It hangs and mourns in our ingrates. When the father disinherits, the mother leaves her arms open. Her faithful devotion remains when the most true us have betrayed, as much foolhardy and modest as it ignores and is not felt. To follow us, it climbs and sinks to our setbacks, always equal, or so deep or so majestic that sans master is sans rival. It's there any retreat sweeter
within a mom's breast and what shelter offers to cheer with less tremors, fragile and a suffering soul? Who's the friend who's without anger, sees himself ignored for others, whom one ignores sans is displeased? So good that he's not affected, afflicted. What friend into a precipitous joins us without a return home and does not feel some sacrifice where a mother feels only love? Which friend does not hope for an edge from the exchange of a friend's heart? And how does often the mother shares and does not keep her often apart? Oh, mother, unique, denied, whose zeal is without a decrease, and who, without cursing the void, leans a great heart always fulsome. We shall celebrate you anew, moms all over the world. We do love you. End poem.
Great read, Dex. Thank you very much. And Jean, we're going to start with you, please.
You know, I thought this was a great tribute piece to mom, you know, his mom, the mom, you know. I was looking at the stanzas, you know, and I this one caught my eye and the one after. Is there any retreat sweeter than a mom's breast and what shelter offers to cheer with less tremors a fragile and suffering soul? Who's the friend who, without anger, sees himself ignored for others, whom one ignores stands as displeased, so good that he's not afflicted? You know, it's a shelter. Mom is shelter. Mom is safety. Mom is, you know, comfort, you know. And I think that that was just kind of well put out there. So wonderful job, Fabrice, and thank you so much for sharing with us. I think this is dynamite piece. And I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, I like this a lot. And you can see where it's going. Basically, he's saying that you could not get from a friend what you get from your mother. You couldn't. Your friend wouldn't react the same way. You could ignore your mother, but she would never get angry with you. She'll always be there. And it goes on from there, you know, telling you what your mother would do for you, which your friend probably wouldn't. And I think that's just lovely. It's basically saying that much as you pick your friends, your mother's there. And you can go away for a while and come back and she'll always be there for you. So I thought that was beautifully written and came across very, very well. So thank you for sharing.
Nice. Thank you, Kate. And Dex, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, I think that to a certain point, you have to be careful. I just seen a meme that said, a mom is a boy's best friend, quote unquote, Norman Bates. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I thought that... No, but you're right, though. You know, your mom is there for you, you know, when your friends are not. And her faithful devotion remains. I thought that the wording and the vocabulary and just the poetic style throughout this piece really shined. And I feel like I somewhat butchered the write because this one was, I felt like this, the writing was almost a style ahead. I thought that this was an incredible piece. And I thought that the technical part, I felt like this is also a piece that was somebody from outside of the States, just because of the values and the traits that are instilled within this, which is interesting because, you know, you'll see some things that are from the United States, I think. That could be wrong. Maybe she's not from here, but that we value in mom or that we think about mom, it's still some things that are the same, but there are some things that are slightly different. And so I just thought that the contrast was awesome, and I thought that this was a great write.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dex. I agree with you. And I thought the questions offered up is that note where does it end, maternal love? A fragile and a suffering soul, so good that he's not afflicted. All of these notes, you might walk through life, but you won't be, you won't lose that sense of feeling from mother, because she's the one that bore you in the first place. She's the one that handles all the pain and anguish that one goes through, and was the one always there that you turn to in those moments of pain, heartache, whatever. And it hits on that idea. There is no question as to maternal love. It's that unending motif of you always being there. It's because they carried you for 9 months. They bore you. They raised you. They nurtured you. So nicely done, Fabrice. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, to you.
Okay, let's see what I have here. The next piece I'm going to put up is a song called Mama Told Me Not to Come. So here we go.
We've all been to one of those parties that we were warned we should never go to. Oh, Jean, are you mutating?
That's what I was telling you. Hang on 1 second while I was trying to get back there. You
okay.
Didn't hear me. I was mutating. It's all good.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and with this, with that lead in, takes me to this poem called Rock and Roll Mama by Betty Page, and I'm going to give this one a read. So let me see what Betty's up to. Rock and Roll Mama. It's only rock and roll, mama. Parties every Friday night, dancing way past sunrise. Rock and roll, mama, so let's have another drink, spinning some classic rock music. Iron butterflies, so divine. Pour another glass of wine. It's a beautiful day. Pretty white bird sings and sings. Janis Joplin, summertime. Your living is easy. It's only rock and roll, mama. Parties every Friday night, dancing way past sunrise. Rock and roll, mama, so let's have another drink. Mama, let's sip on some fine tea. Watch out for those sugar cubes, psychedelic great daydreams. Incense and peppermint swirl around. San Francisco carnivals, summer of love at parks. It's only rock and roll, mama. Parties every Friday night, dancing way past sunrise. Rock and roll, mama. So let's have another drink, spinning some classic rock music. Shop, trippy bohemian shops, bright rainbows, kaleidoscopes, arts and crafts books we love. Roll down hills at Garden Gate Park. Cruise down the crookedest street, eat brunch in Chinatown. It's only rock and roll, mama. Parties every Friday night, dancing way past sunrise. Rock and roll, mama. Let's have another drink, spinning some classic rock music. Ride with Jefferson Airplane. Go ask Alice. Right, White Rabbit. Spiral down rabbit holes. Listen to the Grateful Dead. Pink Floyd's playing the Fillmore. Hanging out with the Doors. It's only rock and roll, mama. Parties every Friday night. Dancing way past sunrise. Rock and roll, mama. So let's have another drink. Spinning some classic rock music. Wander Haight and Ashbury Street. Eat Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Cruise to Fisherman's Wharf. Indulge in Giardella's feet. Wearing flowers in our hair. Love you so much, mama. And home.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. And Dex, why don't we start with you, please? What do you think?
Yeah, I thought this was an amazing write. And you want to know something that, like, this write, I think, kind of almost reeks of irony is the way that I kind of took it is, you know, it going, it's only a rock and roll, mom, so let's have another drink. And then also talking about brunch in Chinatown, crafts we love, you know, dancing way past sunrise. It's almost as if, you know, I think that sometimes it's like something that I've thought of, you know, for Mother's Day. It's like, is this Mother's Day or is this stuff that I love that I'm almost forcing upon my mom to deal with on Mother's Day? You know, because sometimes it's like, you know, you get, I'm going to take you out to lunch, mom, to the place that I like to go or whatever. It's kind of like, what it feels like, and I thought that this was an incredible write, and I don't know if that was intentional or not, but I just thought, loved it. So very well done.
Thank you, Doug. Kate, how about you?
That was a great take on that, Dex, actually. Now you've mentioned it. It does look a little bit like you'll love this place, Mom, come along, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It does sound more like what she enjoys. But perhaps we're both wrong. Who knows? But I thought it was brilliant. I love all the references. I mean, I'm actually enjoying this because for the first time I can understand what I'm reading, which is such a thrill for me. I'm not getting sideswiped, which is so cool. So, yes, I thought Rock and Roll Mama was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. I liked all the different references. I would have loved to have been around in the 60s and the 70s in America, because in Scotland the 60s didn't do much for us. It was not love and peace, let me tell you that. It was more haggis and bagpipes, but that's the way it goes. So yes, I really enjoyed this. Wander Haight and Ashbury Street, eat Ben and Jerry's ice cream, cruise to Fisherman's Wharf. I would love to do that. Maybe someday. But anyway, I still enjoyed it very much, even though I'm filled with envy. So thank you for sharing that with us, Betty.
Nice, Kate. All right, Gene, you got to read it. How about you?
I don't know. I'm still trying to get over celebrating with haggis. I don't know about that. Not sure I can do it, Kim. More power to you, you're a stronger woman than I.
As you're indulging in the haggis and the bagpipes are playing, just remember, lie down on the floor and peek up the kilts, and you'll get the big wife.
But that's what I'm going to say. The only good thing I could see out of that whole scenario was the kilts and... Yeah, long story. By the way, Keith, I sent you something about some kilts the other day. So if you get a chance to look at it later tonight, that would be a good thing. And you know
right,
where I sent it. I didn't send it on AP. Just saying.
Yeah. Thank you, darling. I will. I actually started going to Scottish weddings with mirrors stuck on my shoes. That made life interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, gives you a new reason for some black patent leather. That's for sure. Because
oh, yes.
I do hear they shot. Yeah, never mind. I'm going to be good. Anyway, I thought this was a great piece by Betty. Nicely pulled together. And I really enjoyed the read. I thought it was a great job, and I loved to share. And it picked up some stanzas, but of course, this is more than I should have. But I did it anyway because I could. Rock and roll, mama. So let's have another drink. Spinning some classic rock music. Ride with Jefferson Airplane. Go ask Alice. White Rabbit. Spiral down rabbit holes. Listen to the Grateful Dead, Pink Floyd's Playing the Fillmore. Hang out with the Doors. It's only rock and roll, mama. Parties every Friday night, dancing way past sunrise. You know, that was like such a relatable scenario all the way through. So I'm in. Nice job, Betty. And thanks for sharing with us. A great addition to the show.
I'm going to go with this is a double dip. Since a good portion of this comes out of the 60s, so Mom has relayed the stories of that time, because you hit on wearing flowers in her hair, wanting to hate in Ashbury streets. Those are indicative of the Summer of Love, 1967. The thought with the Grateful Dead were playing back then, Pink Floyd playing at the Fillmore, hang out with the Doors. The Doors broke out in 67. The Whiskey A Go-Go club band back in 65, 66. And you've got Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, and a number of other music that would have been alive at that point in time. But it also rolls into that note of giving up those passing on those stories, and that note of, hey, it's Mother's Day, let's go do those things. It's only rock and roll. Let's cruise down the crookedest street, eat brunch in Chinatown, and the idea of... visiting the Fisherman's Wharf, get some Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That's all today's stuff, along with the Ghirardelli. So it's a double generational note to walking in those very same shoes, even as taking your mother out to that arena once more and enjoying it again, reliving.
Right.
Nicely done, Betty.
Right.
All right, James.
Very good.
We're back to you.
Okay, let me see now. The next song I'm going to play is called The Witch by Bruce Springsteen. So here goes.
Dirty old street all slushed up in the rain and snow. Little boy and his ma shivering outside, run down music store window. At night on top of a Christmas tree shines one beautiful star, and lying underneath a brand new Japanese guitar. I remember in the morning, Ma, hearing your alarm clock ring. I'd lie in bed and listen to you getting ready for work, the sound of your makeup case on the sink. And the ladies at the office all lipstick, perfume, and rustling skirts. How proud and happy you always looked, walking home from work. If Pa's eyes were windows into a world so deadly and true, couldn't stop me from looking, but you kept me from crawling through. Funny old world, Ma, where a little boy's wishes come true. Well, I got a few left in my pocket, and a special one just for you. It ain't no phone call on Sunday, flowers or a Mother's Day card. It ain't no house on a hill with a garden and a nice little yard. I got my hot rod down on Bond Street. I'm older, but you'll know me in a glance. We'll find us a little rock and roll bar, and we'll go out and dance. Well, it was me and my beetle boots, you in pink curlers and matador pants, pulling me up off the couch to do the twist for my uncles and aunts. Well, I found a girl of my own now, and I popped a question on your birthday. She stood waiting on the front porch while you told me to get out there and say what I had to say. Well, last night we all sat around laughing at the things that guitar bought us. And I laid awake thinking about the other things it's brought us. Well, tonight I'm taking requests here in the kitchen. This one's for you, Mom. I'm gonna come right out and say it. But if you're looking for a sad song, hell, I ain't gonna play it. Ain't no phone call on Sunday, flowers or a Mother's Day card. Ain't no house on a hill with a garden and a nice little yard. I got my hot rod down on Bond Street. I'm older, but you'll know me. You'll know me in a glance. We'll find us a little rock and roll bar. We'll go out and dance. We'll find us a little rock and roll bar, and we'll go out and dance.
All right.
All righty. Well, let's see. The piece that goes along with that tune is called True Tears Never Lie by the Warrior Poet. And Rex, if you would give that a repress, that'd be great. Thank you.
Sure. True Tears Never Lie by the Warrior Poet. Nobody loves me but my mother, not my dad, sisters, or even my brothers. When I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making all these rhymes, they feel inside me so real. My mother told me she could feel. Mama opens up the window. She lets some air into the room, saying I'm almost choking from cigarettes and the smell of stale perfume. Nobody loves me but my mother, not my dad, my sister, or my brothers. And when I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making all these rhymes, they feel inside me so real. My mother told me she could feel. No, my son, that ain't the way. That ain't the way with a gun. No, son, no, my son, don't beat yourself up. Beat the drum. Nobody loves me but my mother, not my dad, sisters, or even my brothers. When I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making all these rhymes, they feel inside me so real. My mother told me she could feel. My family had been weeping. Mama looked like she was sleeping. My heart, it was breaking, and I knew that she'd been taken. Nobody loves me but my mother, not my dad, sisters, or even my brothers. When I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making all these rhymes, they feel inside me so real, she could feel. My family had been weeping. Mama looked like she was sleeping. My heart, it was crying. I knew that she'd been dying. Nobody loves me but my mother, not my dad, sisters, or even my brothers. When I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making all these rhymes, they feel inside me so real. My mother told me she could feel. She looked like she was sleeping. And I knew that she'd been taken. My heart, it was breaking. I never got to say goodbye. True tears never lie. Nobody loves me but my mother, not my dad's sisters or even my brothers. When I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making all these rhymes, they feel inside me so real. My mother told me she could feel. And poem. And Kate, why don't we start with you, please?
I did enjoy the repeat. I do like a repeat. It just brings everything together, you know, sort of like stitches it up together nice and neat. But this is so sad. It's very heartfelt. One doesn't know how true to life this is or whether this is just for the show. But it was kind of heart-wrenching that, as far as he's concerned, his mother is the one who loves him the best. And she's gone, which is incredibly sad. But it's beautifully written. I did enjoy that very much. The fact that she looked like she was sleeping. My family had been weeping. By the time I got to her side, my mama, she had died. Yeah. Very well written. Lovely rhythm and rhyme to it. But very sad. So thank you, Warrior Poet.
Nice. Thank you, Kate. And Dex, how about you?
Kate, it's a very sad, right? Nobody loves me but my mother. Now my dad, sisters, or even my brothers. When I find myself in troubled times, using a pen, making up all these rhymes, you know, mom had a certain way when you were in, even when, you know, you were in trouble, of saying the right things to you to get you to get in the right mindset to get out of trouble. You know, even if the trouble was beyond her rules and her mind, and then to get all the way to the end to, you know, to having her pass away and die, it's a part of life. But it's from what I understand, it's a hole that will forever be there. And I think that he hits on that. So very well done.
Nice, folks. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Oh, well, a tad bit heart-wrenching here, I say. Good heavens. It's like, it just had me in a chokehold. But it was painful, but well expressed. And it was rather lyrical. You know, because of the repeats and the chorus and all that that was put into it. But it was very sad. You know, those of us that have been through it don't necessarily, it's like reliving it in some ways. So nicely done. And a great share. So thank you very much, Warrior Poet. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I agree with everyone. And even though he went with the wish from Springsteen, I think that wish was the back end of this, that last stanza. And I knew that she'd been taken. My heart, it was breaking. I never got to say goodbye. True tears never lie. So that was the catch line for the song itself. But I enjoyed the fact that he dropped in little tidbits from a number of other songs. You've got When I Find Myself in Troubled Times. A note to let it be, and that sort of cigarettes and the smell of stale perfume, notes to Mama told me not to come, and I see other things Mama said, so that there's a little note to all the songs he's written in here, and even though he played off the one for the wish that he could never fully get and enjoy, that idea of being able, he was too late in the coming, and he never really got to say goodbye, which is a sad note to finish the piece itself. So, well done, Warrior Poet. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, coming back to you.
Okie dokie. Somehow that always seems to happen.
Well.
I know. It's just my destiny. The next song I'm going to play is called Mama Tried. And, I'm going to put myself on mute for sure, because then I'll be singing along. So here we go.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young'un's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama Tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mama
like
tried. It's an old one. It's an old familiar one to me. But that's me, crazy as it is. Okay, next, I have one for you to read. Imagine that. And this is called Mama Tried by Duke of St. Paul, Dexter Bailey. Or Dex Bailey. Or I messed up your name. There we go.
No, you're perfect. You're always right, Gene. Here, I got you. Right here. Mama Tried. The taste of booze, the smell of smoke, call my name. Mama tried, but I was born with pain. Found trouble, got into fights, got lost in the game. Mama tried, but I was born with pain. End poem.
Great read, Dex. Thank you very much. And Gene, we're going to start with Gene.
Oh, God, I was on mute, Lex. You always do it to me. Dex, this was a great brevity. And, I find it, there's a lot going on, you know. I mean, it's such a small piece. And it said, but I was born with pain. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean to me? You know, so I looked down at your author's notes because, sometimes I have to do that. But it says you were born dead, so you always question subconsciously, how much does that affect my life? I don't know. It's kind of like starting backwards, isn't it? Story of my life. I've been backwards all along. But I can't say that I've
agree
with that.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe you have a little bit more insight than we do based on that beginning. Who knows? It's kind of interesting, and that's a great question. How does that affect your life? But the taste of booze, the smell of smoke called my name. Mama tried, but I was born with pain. Intriguing lines there, Found trouble, got in fights, got lost in the game. Mama tried, but I was born with pain. She's just being ornery. That's all that is. And this is you being ornery. And your mama's trying to keep you safe.
And what's funny is that later on, Mama was handing me a little J, but she never let me do any of that early on.
Yeah.
So that was what was funny about it. Me and her, like, met in the middle way later on in life and have a great relationship. So, but,
I think when kids are young, at least from my experience, when kids are young, you know, you try and put them on the straight and narrow, even though, you know, that's not always, like, feasible, you know, because that's not really where most of us live. You know, we all have our side, you know, shuffle. But I think as kids get older and you realize that they're a little older and they're a little more responsible and they kind of get it more, then you kind of loosen up and you kind of let your hair down a little bit. And, you know, that's when kids all of a sudden say, wow, my mom's not as dumb as I thought she was. I get it.
Yeah.
I was there.
Exactly.
You know? So, I mean, I think the piece was really well put together. And I like the fact that, you know, the two of you met in the middle somewhere, which is good. That should be, you know. So thanks for sharing, man. It was great of you to bring this with us tonight. Nice addition.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks, Jane. And Kate, how about you?
Well, I've really enjoyed this. So well done. It's so clever. It's brief, but it has so much in it. I mean, I can relate to this totally because that kind of sounds like my life. So yes, I can feel the pain. But I thought it was wonderfully written. And it was so nice that you did. You grew up and your mum grew up and you met in the middle. Great. I've always told my children, don't ever do anything if you're going to look back on it and regret. You go into something, you do it full, you know, full tilt, but don't look back and regret it, because that's just a complete waste of time. So, yes, I think this is beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing, Dex.
Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure.
Nice, Kate, thank you. I'm getting the taste of booze and smoke and found trouble, got in fights, got lost in the game. It kind of hits me with the idea of trying to find yourself within that teenage loophole where everything's raging in the moment. Anger, hormones, trying to find something that steadies yourself, like a girlfriend, and all that crap that goes along with it, because it's never an easy gate. Everything comes as a hard-nosed thought. And you don't seem to fit in any level. So you look at those things that give you a bit of solace in the moment. The booze, the smoke, the fights also give you a little bit of solace because you get to let out some of that anger, that pain, that frustration, and be done with it for the moment, at least for a settling notion. But it also hits on the idea, now with your comments you just made about your mother, that you've moved off past that realm into another one where you're a little bit more familiar with yourself and you sit on a better a keel, a little bit more even, and you and your mother get along great. So that's also a great thing.
Yep. Thank you, Rex. Yep. Hit it perfect. So, I'm very blessed on this Mother's Day to be in a great place with my mom. So thank you, guys. Thank you for the comment.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, Gene, we're coming back at you.
Almost. Okay. That'll put something funny. Okay, here we go now. And for my next magic trick. Yes. Exactly. I'm going to pull a lion out of my sleeve. Let me see. The next one I'm going to play is I Called Mama by Tim McGraw. So
here we go. Got a call from a friend about a friend. It's some news no one ever wants to hear. It hit me like a punch, it took my breath. He was just getting into his best years. Yes, something like that'll shake you up.
wake you up. So I stopped off at a Texaco, bought a Slim Jim and a Coke, parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the backseat, wrote a song just for me. I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, I called Mama. Well, it rang a couple times and she picked up. I can always hear her smile when I call. I just called to tell you that I loved you. I was missing you and Dad and home, that's all. I got to really thinking this morning about what's important. So I stopped off at a Texaco, bought a Slim Jim and a Coke, walked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the backseat, wrote a song just for me. I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. Stop off at a Texaco, buy a Slim Jim and a Colt, park out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grab my guitar from the backseat, write a song just for me. Sing it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees, and think of home. Grab my phone from my pocket instead of saying tomorrow. I called Mama, and I called Mama.
Hey, that's a hint for anybody out there that ain't done it yet.
Okay, so with that being said, Rex, I'm going to put the next one up for you, and this one is called Let There Be More Than Just Mother's Day by Michael Wright. Here we go, whenever you're ready.
Let There Be More Than Just Mother's Day by Michael Wright. Take time to honor Mom on Mother's Day. Failure to do that would be a mistake. Do something, though you may be far away. Honor her for things she's done for your sake. But one day a year is just not enough. Even a phone call can bring her great joy. Make her laugh with some of your crazy stuff. Share pictures of you as a girl or boy. Some may have a mother they never knew, and some mothers are evil and cruel. So this day may be pointless if that's you, but for most, our mothers are a jewel. As a flower's petals will wilt and fall, she'll soon be a mere memory you recall. End poem. And Kate, we're going to start with you.
That always sounds like a threat. Oh, dear. I love it. Yes, I thought this was beautiful. Sorry. I thought this was beautifully written. I like the fact that that Michael picked up on the thought that not everybody has a mother they can rejoice with or at on Mother's Day. So it was nice to include people who perhaps can't find this day as joyous as a lot of people do. But other than that, I thought it was really very well done. And it's true, once a year isn't enough. It should be something that you do once a week. Great, pick up the phone. Yes, I love that sentiment very much.
I think this is a very clever writing and very relatable. So thank you, Michael, for sharing.
Nice. Thank you, Kate. Dex, how about you?
Yeah, this was a very intriguing write. You know, there was a lot of, you know, extremes within this write. You know, some mothers are evil and cruel, pointless, if that's you. But for most, our mothers are a jewel. You know, what sadness you need to overcome if your mother is evil and cruel to you. And unfortunately, those have been some of the most evil people that have ever walked the planet. As, you know, they talk about girls having daddy issues. Well, boys with mommy issues have been some of the most cruel people that have ever walked the face of the earth. And history can tell that. And so I thought that this was an incredible write. And he shall soon be a mere memory. And you need to remember that. She'll one day be gone, and you'll love her even more. And so you got to give her flowers while she's here on this planet. So very well done. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Dex. And Dean, how about you?
No, I think there's a lot to be said in this piece. Yes, there it should be more than one day a year. You know, I'm a mom, so I would definitely think that, right? But I think, you know, something simple each day or, you know, a few times a week or whatever. Moms appreciate anything that their children do for them, whether it's a phone call or dropping a note or, you know, just popping over, you know, to stay for dinner or something, you know. Even if mom's doing the cooking and feeding you, something about that that moms can relate to and enjoy. But I think that, you know, this, and excuse that, you know, some may have a mother they never knew, and some mothers are evil and cruel. So this day may be pointless if that's you, but for most, our mothers are a jewel. The thing is that even people who have not so wonderful mothers, I'll say it like that, there's someone that in their lifetime has stepped up to the plate and been there for them. It may be a peer. It may be an aunt. It may be a cousin. It might be anyone who just stepped in and kind of took that role a little bit. And I think they're the people who deserve that nod on Mother's Day as well. You know, it's not always about your biological mother. You know, sometimes it's about that person who just took that time for you. So I think that this is, you know, a great piece. And it is something to be thought about because, you know, every little thing can be appreciated. So, you know, why keep it to one day a year? That's so the card people make money, you know, and the florists make money, and the candy people make money. Yeah, that's what that is. But the real beauty of it is what comes from your heart. So great job, Michael Wright, and thank you for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jean. And I think this starts with the title and that picture. It's a nice a set of pink roses, not quite bloomed, but on their way to becoming a nice room filler of wonderful aromas with that little tag card, Happy Mother's Day. Nice. And he starts that way off. Take time to honor mom on Mother's Day. This is a well-done sonnet, a nice roll through the whole thing, complete with that turn where you want that little bit of angst that you can resolve at the bottom end. And some mothers are evil and cruel. So this day may be pointless if that's you, but for most, our mothers are a jewel. As a flower's petals will wilt and fall, she'll soon be a mere memory you recall. So wonderful sentiment. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, yes, there is a note in this that works on both angles. And that was that one line as the necessary cudgel in the mix was well laid out there. So nicely done, Michael. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. Back to you, Gene.
Oh, that darn Eugene, always poking his head in here. Just go. Get out. You know, I played pool with him last week, and he beat me.
I know. He beat your ass like a wet rag.
He did. It was awful. I will get even with him later. But anyway. Oh, my God. Somebody going to drop a damn net on me eventually. Okay, the next piece that goes with the Tim McGraw song is called Monday's Child is Fair of Face by Eric Spencer. So I'm going to put that up, and I have an audio. So here we go.
Monday's child is fair of face. Blue eyes accommodate oceans. Gentle white caps glide. Rock on love's cradle. Now I know. Scent of porch wisteria washes. Cleanses deep war wounds. Know what, mum? Devoted archaeologist discovery sigh. Runes excavated between many monsoons. Labor's pain cherished, gracefully embraced. Serene mother sphinx studies her youngest lion cub son. Early Monday morn when you were born, as I held you in my arms, I knew you would be different to your brothers, but didn't know why or how. Bold blue eyes treasure clarity's tenure. Mothers are alchemists who transmute pain into love. End poem.
Great read, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Dexter, why don't we start with you, please?
Yes, one of my favorite poets on all poetry, and one of my favorite poets when they read their own work. I was almost hung up on the picture for quite some time. Just quite the intriguing picture, of it just brings a whole nother element. Cradle the scent. Cleanses war wounds. Devoted archaeologist. There's your mom, and there's all these layers to mom. And it almost gives the feel like, every mom has that story of the day you were born. This happened, and then that happened. And it starts to kind of give that feel to it. Early morning morn when you were born. As I held you in your arms, I knew you'd be different from your brothers, but I didn't know why or how. This has a very endearing feel to it because, I don't need to put it out there. I won't say that, but it just is, whatever your sexuality is, whatever your race, whatever your creed is, it's just at that moment that mom will still love you, and it's such an endearing rite, and so I just love this piece.
Nice. Great comment there, Dex. Thank you. And Gene, how about you? But you got to unmute first.
Okay, that means twice. Third strike, I'm out. I'll have to leave, so. Might not benefit you to catch me a third time.
Well, yeah, I better hold that for the next 35 minutes.
Well, I have to agree with what Dex had to say. There's a lot of truth to that, for sure. I think that the image is pretty, it's thought-provoking. But, I know that I'm pretty sure I heard that Eric was from South Africa, and I'm not sure if that's where he was born, So, but it would give a little bit of direction to that image itself. So I don't want to dwell there too long. But I think that it was just really well done. And I have to say, I liked the same line as Dex did, actually. Labor's pain cherished, gracefully embraced. Serene mother Sphinx studies her youngest lion cub son. Early Monday morn, when you were born. As I held you in my arms, I knew you would be different to your brothers, but didn't know why or how. Bold blue eyes, treasure clarity's tenure. And I love this last line. Mothers are alchemists who transmute pain into love. Because I think most mothers do try and do that. What's the first thing they do? You come in with this sore knee, you fell. They come in, let me kiss and make it better. Let me make it better. And somehow they do kind of make it better. I'm not sure how it works, but it works. You know, not me. I was mean. I told my kids, no, you did it. I told you not to do that. Go. No, I lie. I lie. I'm not really all that rotten, but I'm close. They'll tell you. But excellent piece by Eric, and I really enjoyed it. So nice job. And thanks for sharing, Eric, as always. Much enjoyed.
Thank you, Jean. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, I thought this did a beautiful job of the read, and the poem itself was exquisite. But I, again, like Jean, I love that last line. Mothers are alchemists, who transmute pain into love. I swear, if we couldn't, there would never be another child. It would just be the one. You know, it's too painful. I'm not doing that again. But we do. We can forget it, and we think it was worth it because, unlike a headache or a sore tooth, you have a lovely little human at the end of it all. So that is worth every single second of the pain. As somebody once said, this would be like a man trying to get rid of a bowling ball from his body. It would not be pleasant. Yeah. It's not the bestest, but it's so worth it. I would like to be a kangaroo, though. Just stick the baby in a pouch. You know, just a little sip of milk every so often, my dear. That'll do for me. Come out when you're two. I love it. I love it. Great idea. they wouldn't get a television in there, of course, or a PC, but they could certainly have a drink of milk occasionally. So I think it's a damn good idea. We've got to evolve to that state. And I'll have
another
one. You think
somebody would have asked our opinion, Kate?
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. No. Because we don't complain, we just carry on. Much we don't complain.
I don't know about you, I complain.
When I heard myself say that, I thought, what a load of poop. But anyway, this was it. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you. I'm sorry, Eric. I didn't mean to cause hilarity. I do apologize. Straight face, sensible person. Wonderfully done, Eric. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Kate. This is shorter than most of Eric's, right? But it is packed full. You look at that second and last line, bold blue eyes, treasure clarity, tenure. That's a look back to the first lines. Blue eyes accommodate oceans, gentle white caps glide, rock on love's cradle. That's the moment of birth. And the back end of this is that the treasure within the clarity of knowledge through the years, because he hits on that with the lead lines on the second or third stanzas. Now I know. Ethereal washes, cleanses deep war wounds. The thought of coming home, being able to relax and be yourself once more in the moment without the burden of that which you had to go through, so to speak. And then that question, know what, Mum? And that devoted archaeologist is the mother, wheedling out those little tidbits to get rid of the monsoons, the tears, the angst, the pain that's felt. And I too like those next two stanzas. They were great. But the bottom end, mothers are alchemists who transmute pain into pain, was a wonderful end line to finish this off. So great job, Eric. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're back on you.
Okie dokie. And the next song is going to be Mama Said. So here we go.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this.
Mama's Day.
Going back a few days.
Yep. Couple and then some. Loved it. So the piece that goes along with this is called Mama's Love with Heart of Pain. And Kate, I'm going to ask you to read this one for me, if you don't mind.
Of course, it'll be my pleasure. Just give me a moment. Just going to refresh. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be there in a moment. Oh, I hate this stupid PC. Is it? No, Mama's Love with Heart of Pain, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Got it. Oh, lovely picture. That was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mama's Love with Heart of Pain by Rel 2310. Young and in love to a heart of pain. No way out except run for safety to the train. Son on her hip and pregnant with baby girl. Trying to keep her kids safe. They were her pearls. Mama's Love with Heart of Pain. Crying behind doors for her strength of gain. Kids don't have no clue what's going on. The world mama giving them even no she torn. Wondering how to take care a toddler and a newborn. Mama's Love with Heart of Pain. Never showed weakness. Had no clue of her strain. Worked 7 days a week to keep bills paid. Seeing mama a super mom. Not knowing the sacrifices she made. Mama's Love with Heart of Pain. Can't even see she's broken with a heart of shame. Full of desire, solidarity, and devotion. Betrayed by her heartache, both her strength by adoration. Mama's Love with Heart of Pain. No more heartache or bitterness to retain. Stronger for her kids with heart of peace. Dark cloud became sunlight, her pain is ceased. Mama's Love with Heart of Difference. Mama's heart filled with attachment. Mama loves with a heart overwhelmed with enthusiasm. End poem.
Nice. Great read, Kate. Thank you very much. And Jean, we're going to start with you, please.
You know, I thought this was a nice piece. You know, the things that mothers do in order to protect their children, to give them a better life, to move forward. You know, no matter what the reason, you know, abuse or whatever. And, you know, moms just pick up and they're like, we got to go. And they take off and, you know, they have no choice but to be strong. That's the only way they'll survive. And, you know, mamas are rough like that. Never mess with a mama. You know, they will work until they drop to make sure their kids are okay. You know, I admire women. I don't know how some of them do it on their own with two kids and no one to help them. I was always blessed. I had someone to help. And I think that this was beautifully expressed and a wonderful nod to mama, you know, for pulling away and making it work and getting them through and working all the time and, you know, acknowledging her strengths. So nicely done, Rel, and appreciate the share. Really nice job.
Nice, Jean. Thank you. And Dex, how about you?
Yeah, this was fantastic, right? Talking about the difficulty that mom goes through, but that also has a twist of really embedded optimism that I think is necessary, because sometimes, you know, you talk about kids that have come from nothing, you know, in all of the science and all of the, you know, saying, oh, he needs a two parent household and come from, you know, money. And every once in a while, there's a kid that just blossoms out of nothing. And you got to think it's because mom had that optimism for them. You know, mom loves with a heart overwhelmed with enthusiasm. You know, mom thought that they could, And so they did. And so I just thought that this was a great write.
Excellent. Thank you, Dex. And Kate, you got to read it. How about you?
Oh, I thought this was a wonderful piece of poetry. I really enjoyed it. Well, maybe enjoy is the wrong word, but it takes a very brave person to run away from a home with children on your own. So I think this basically does show how great mums are when things become really hard. They have the strength you wouldn't expect them to have, which is lovely, really is. And I love the last four lines. Dark cloud became sunlight, her pain has ceased. Mama's love with heart of deference. Mama's heart filled with attachment. Mama loves with heart overwhelmed with enthusiasm. That's just lovely. She's there. She's fighting. Yeah, beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing.
Great comments, you guys. Thank you very much. I agree with all of you. But there's also another note to this, because you look at that third line, son on her hip, pregnant with baby girl. So Rel's offering up a note of childhood. She wasn't even born yet, yet she still retained something, knowing that something's going on, even though she couldn't understand at the moment. And with that understanding, the strength from a mother got transferred into her. So as she grew, now she's able to offer up those words and in a voice that tells of the true admiration she has for her mother and the strength that was imbued from her. So nicely done, Rel. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Okay, buddy. Let me see. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Let It Be. So let me hit that button and get it going.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
McCartney wrote that after he had a dream about his mother while doing the Let It Be sessions. She had died in 56.
Wow.
Mary Patricia McCartney.
Fine Italian woman, Mary Patricia. Wow. Excellent. Okay. The song that, or the song, the poem that goes with that one is called We Shall Be by Rose Winter 515. And I'm going to give that one a read. And here we go. Oh, we shall be. I am happy with three dear mother, be comforted. Oh, wait, let me try that again in English, because that was not what I was doing. It's called We Shall Be by Rose Winter 515. I am happy with thee, dear mother, be comforted. Remember sage words of blessings and time, Rosemary, two of the sea, love eternal, and poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Kate, let's start with you.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? I like that. Why am I reminded of something? Sage, rosemary, and thyme. Oh, it's
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Ah, yes, I got it. Yes. That was a very clever idea to put the two together. This is lovely. Let It Be and Rosemary and Thyme. Dew of the Sea, Love Eternal. That's just very pretty ode to a mum. And it would make any mum very happy to receive it. So thank you so much for sharing that, Rose Winter. Very sweet. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Nice.
Sorry.
Thank you, Kate.
Sorry.
That's all right. Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a lovely little brevity. You know, I'm happy with the dear mother comforted. You know, don't worry about it. We've got this, you know. It's all fine. It's all good, you know, and I'm okay with this. I'm not mad. I'm not unhappy, you know. I think that's a lovely thing for a mother to know. Remember, sage words and blessings and thyme and rosemary, dew of the sea. It's intriguing. You know, both songs are very soothing, Scarborough Fair and Let It Be. They kind of are mellow. You know, and she makes reference to Mary Madonna, Mother of Jesus and Nativity. So this is a very soothing in thought, the rite itself. These things, you know, kind of pull you into a safe place, let's say. And I like that. I think that, it was a nicely done brevity. And well done, Rose Winter 515. Thanks for sharing. Great job.
Absolutely. I like the turn here from Let It Be to We Shall Be. That note of we are going to be who we are supposed to be. I am happy with thee, dear mother, be comforted. That there's almost a note there to spirituality. Remember sage words of blessings and time. I like the thought of time there as not just the aromatics of time, but also time as a note of time spanning ages, so to speak. And that note with the dew of the sea, love eternal, everything comes back around on itself. The dew of the sea, the notation to be never ending. So this does walk with a note of touch to spirituality, even without the thought of adding a Mary Madonna, Mother of Jesus, and Nativity in the AM. It's got that nice double or triple tone meaning within it. So you can walk away with a different point on a number of things. Well done, Rose. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Jane. We're back good to you.
Well, I'm going to put this next one up for you to read, Rex. And
all right.
Yeah. Let me find you. There we go. There we go.
All right. By Peter Galloway. All grief said and done, now sad fact, never to return, Mother's Day dead and gone. Earthly existence, suffering at me of all aches and pains, appointments with specialists, smug in their health. Future with beach shack, mum to ferry back, laugh like Einstein, perfect equation. but infidelities of Princeton women, now dad all alone, black hole impotent, but full scold of even elected president running for breath, Hitler to beat, Japs to feed, movies to make, stupid as they come, tricky Dickie Nixon. Calling the Manson family florist, a Quaker likes tulips, wants this war to end, but ma of nothing, end of all bullfighting, siblings of disputed inheritance, evenings of selected wives, testicles of self-importance, gurning that dank history, slate of self-division, necessary obedience, Dr. Lang of owl-eyed health, call of a hopeless vision, death without refrain, who of mandated vaccinations, mother, never to trust a doctor again, and poem. Woo-hoo. All right, Katie, why don't we start with you, please?
Okay. I think this is another sad, but it's got there's a bit happier, perhaps, towards the last couple of stanzas. Siblings dispute inheritance, evening of selected wines, testicles of self-importance. Yes. Oh, who have mandated vaccinations, mother, never to trust a doctor again. So is this talking about the fact that the injections against COVID didn't help everybody, came too late for some? I'm not very sure, but I kind of got that feeling. But yes, it's, as I say, another sad. If you're talking about Mother's Day, it's bound to come up. You know, people whose mums have passed away. So I think it's very well written. And I did think it was very sad. But thank you for sharing with us, Peter.
Nice. Thank you, Kate. I'm going to hit him. There's a lot in this. It's quite depth-filled. It hits on that idea of us as the curators of the planet. So you've got the planet itself walking within this. Plus, it walks within the notion, especially with that thought, who have mandated vaccinations, mother, never trust a doctor again. The idea of the lies being spread and told, the notations to failing ourselves, and the fact that holding people in deference and on high hog where they don't actually honor that which they took their sworn oaths to, with the Hippocratic when it comes to doctors, when it comes to our elected officials, it's the thought of taking care of the people, which they're not doing either. So the idea of there's a lot of abstract thought in this, and there's a lot of pain, especially when it came to that thought with COVID. A lot of these nursing homes, or actually all of them, you weren't allowed to go. So everybody who died in there, they died alone, and children, grandchildren, couldn't go see and spend time with them. They weren't alone. They were forbidden. So I think the anger within this walks heavy on that note. So nicely done, Pete, and thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Looky dope, Rex. Well, I'm going to throw something out there a little bit different, I think. So let's, and if it doesn't finish, it's no big deal for me. But here we go. Here's a song, Across the Universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Deva. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change. nothing's gonna change my world.
Well, the next piece is called The Red Balloon by me. So my life, imagine that. I put a piece up. It's a magical thing. Okay. As I said quietly, I listened to your breath, raspy and inconsistent, yet you were in no pain. That was our job. You lay there peaceful and unafraid, and I watched you for what seemed an eternity. A friend sat in vigil with me, lending comforting words. Walking me down this path, I told you it was all right, that we would be fine, and that it was okay to go. Too many waited for you on the other side. I know they were calling to you, but you always worried about us. A video received. I watched you as I turned it on. A young girl with a haircut like I had as a child. Bright eyes appeared in her hand, a string tied to a red balloon. I listened to both you and the music. As the song ended, so did your time with us. That red balloon drifted in her hand across the universe, as did your soul. There was no doubt you were safe and at peace. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Kate. What do you think?
I think that was lovely. What a beautiful sentiment. And you were there at the side of the person you cared about, which is always as much as anybody could ask for, I think, to be loved right to the end and not be on your own. So, I mean, I don't know if this is your writing or whether this is true, but it doesn't make any difference to me. It's still a beautiful piece of poetry. And those last few lines, that red balloon drifted from her hand across the universe, as did your soul, there was no doubt. You were safe and at peace. That's all anybody could ask for, isn't it? So, yes, lovely, lovely poem. Gina really enjoyed it. It did relate. I mean, I found it touched chords. Having been through the same thing myself, it's not the easiest thing. But beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Freddie.
All right. Thank you, Kate. And I can walk the very same path, not just on what Kate just said, but actually with what she wrote, because we brought Mom home to die here, where she was. She wanted to be. Yep. She didn't want to be in the hospital. She wanted to be home. So we brought her home for her last few hours before she passed on. So I can really relate to the whole upper half in this. The back end just kind of works with a nice note. Someone putting together that notation of a bit of a life with some things about your mother that you still look back on now and relive and enjoy. So she's never really gone as long as you remember. And I do like that last note. There was no doubt you were safe and at peace. There is that knowing when that last breath comes, all things have passed into something more than just now, which is painful.
Right. Absolutely. And the last lines of that song actually played at the very last moment. And the end of the video is actually where the girl releases the red balloon. And these red balloons all get shifted up into the sky. And all this happens simultaneously. And I'll never forget that, because that was a sign to me, you know, that everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. it was pretty incredible. So, you know, I mean, I'm not one to, like, dwell on the sad side, but I found that to be a very positive note on the end. So, yeah. So anyway, now I'm going to behave. Anyway, Rex, it was a great show tonight. Wonderful poetry, wonderful prompts. And, yeah. So,
I hope everybody takes picks this up later on as a listen, because I know they were out celebrating, because we were clean and empty and by ourselves this evening.
Talk for yourself.
You tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not talking about you playing with kilts.
Oh.
Even though that might be your mother's
decision. Back to the kilt again. See how that works?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's the accent, probably. Remember that trick, though. Remember the mirror stuck on your shoe. It works.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go out and buy some black patent leather ones before I come to visit.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Because you know you can play the black patent leather shoes.
No, there's a better one. There's a line from an old Beatles song, "Mirrors on Your Hobnail Boots."
Okay.
I just know that there's a play that's out it was out years ago that do black patent leather shoes really reflect up?
Oh.
See.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. See.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're so shiny and
Yeah,
and
that's
black
true.
Leather shoes. Absolutely.
You don't even have to use mirrors now. You can use those little paste-on tiny cameras that nobody notices.
Oh,
there you go.
What a good idea.
I don't know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. or you can roll back a little bit in time. Be like Benny Hill. As all the girls are climbing up the ladder, you walk underneath until the guy with the kilt walks up and you screw your face and say, "Oh, sheep, I didn't need to see that."
Oh, my goodness. my dad
always had them.
Yeah, bro. My dad was in the Navy, and I was going to visit a naval ship one day, and he said to me, do not, when they say, "You go first. Let them go up the ladder first, and then you can follow, because I know what they're doing." And I thought, oh, my goodness, my father's telling me not to let people be looking at my skirt. How embarrassing.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Well, Rex, like I say, great prompts, great poetry. You know, good night. You only have one carryover.
Yes.
So that wasn't too bad.
Okay, that's fine.
I felt bad putting my piece up there, but, you know, I had to do it.
Yeah.
And,
of course.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful, wonderful show. And happy Mother's Day to everyone who's still celebrating. Those West Coasters, you know, they're still partying it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they still got 3 hours to go.
Yeah. You know, go figure, right?
Mm.
But it's all good. It's all good. And we will definitely have to. Oh, don't forget Father's Day is the next biggie.
Probably not. Yeah. We probably have something between then and now. But just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a wonderful evening. Thank you so much to both of you. Most enjoyable.
It was great having you, Kate. Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always.
Yes.
And
thanks
tomorrow
to you,
night we have
and
Dex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great that Dex showed up. Great company.
Yeah, he is. Lovely.
Oh, well,
thanks,
I met you too, silly girl. Yeah. So, anyway, I think I'm going to let you guys go. And you all have a wonderful rest of the night, and I will talk to you both soon.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good night, y'all. Thank you.
Well, it's daylight here, but it's daylight
here. Oh, my
gosh.
Tonight. I'm going to get some rest.
Yeah, the sun's come up. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I might go for a walk. Okay, my darling.
Okay.
Lovely show.
Love
much
you, girlfriend.
Enjoyable.
Take care.
Bye-bye, my dear. Bye-bye, Ray.
Bye.
Good night.